Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. Came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. Oh, you will win. I want to let you know today that you will win.
Good morning, praise the Lord. We thank God for you for being with us this morning. We pray that you have a fantastic, amazing, wonderful day because God has something special for you. He has something he wants to do through you, and he has something he wants to say to you. And I believe that God is going to do all those things, you know, all those things for you to. Good morning, it's Pastor Stevenson, and I'm so glad that you have come and shared with us. And I pray that you would have a wonderful day. I pray that God would minister to you and bless you on this Wednesday, the middle of this week. Amen. Thank God for you, and we are grateful. Amen. Amen. I want to just remind you to be with us tonight at Our recharge services. Teachings have been tremendous. I think people have been tremendously blessed. I've been blessed teaching them. And I want you to come and be part of this recharge tonight. We have a guest that's going to be teaching, a guest teacher tonight. And he's going to be talking to us about connection between our physical health and our spiritual health. I see that I've noticed that, especially even in my life or everyone, people seem to separate the two. But your emotional health and your spiritual health really go hand in hand. They are together. They are connected. And so I just want you to come. I believe it's going to bless you. I've been looking forward to having him come, Pastor Bobby Manning, and he's going to come and teach us concerning these things. So make sure that you are with us tonight. I believe that it's going to bless you. It's going to open some areas of understanding for us all, some areas of communication, and open up some areas of prayer for us as we pray about these things. I think we don't pray about them because we don't know that they are connected in that way. And so just come on up. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Our recharge teachings, our recharge services have been just that. They've been an opportunity to recharge in an area, and God has been blessing us since we've begun doing it in this way. And so we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock, and come with anticipation, come prepared for worship. So we'll have a time of worship, and then we'll go and release him right into his teaching. Let him just go ahead and begin to teach. We're so excited about it. Amen. I want us to pray this horrible, horrible incident that's happened in Texas on this past Sunday has just shaken me to my core. It's been just a horrible, horrible thing to hear about, to read about, to in any way. It's just been terrible, and I am heartbroken over this situation. My heart goes out to this church and just what has happened. And you certainly know by now that a man who is familiar with the church and certainly familiar with the people in that church walked in on Sunday morning, this past Sunday morning, while they were engaged in worship and just commenced a shooting and killed 26 people. And this is in a small town. I think you said the town where it happens has about 350 small town. And so everyone knew everybody. And in this church, this man killed 26 people. And it is just the most heartbreaking, heart-wrenching thing as we look at just going back to Mother Emmanuel, where a man came in, pretended that he wanted to be there for prayer. And during the prayer, the time of praying, even while they were praying for him, he took out a weapon and began to kill the parishioners there in the service. And now we see this at Sutherland, first, I think it's First Baptist or Baptist Church of Sutherland in Texas. And we just need to pray. I feel that we should pray for these families and for the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. I just want us to do that this morning. Would you join me? Would you help us to pray? Come on, let's lift our voice and let's pray for these families that have been devastated. Father, we are tremendously thankful to you, and we're grateful. But at the same time, our hearts are heavy. Our hearts are broken. Our hearts are troubled over this situation, this massacre in Sutherland, Texas. And God, we have watched the news, and we have listened, we have seen as much as we've been able to through video and those sorts of things. And God, our hearts are troubled, and our hearts go out to these families. And Father, we are praying that, one, you would heal the hearts of the families that have lost loved ones in this massacre. God, as the people, your people, gathered together just to worship, gathered together just to pray, to lift up your name in the beauty of holiness, the opportunity to simply worship you. The enemy came in and destroyed that sacred moment, destroyed that opportunity in that place. But God, we know that you are greater than anything that we can go through. And while we cannot fathom and we cannot understand this situation, we see the heinous act of this killing. And while we certainly want to be angry and we want to pray for revenge, we pray, God, instead that you would minister, that you would help, and that you would grow, and that you would lift in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for those who have remained in the families and in that church family, those who are in the hospital. So many are still in the hospital and they're in critical condition. There is no knowledge as to whether or not they will make it through. And God, we are praying that you would heal their bodies. And God, out of this, they also need healing for their minds, Lord. Their minds will be devastated as they come out of this. Their hearts will be devastated. And Lord, we are begging you today for healing, complete and total, for the people and for the families that are dealing and will have to deal with this pain and this scar for the rest of their lives. And so, Lord, we are asking for help. I pray, God, for the church family, because, God, when this has happened to one, it's happened to all of us. I pray, Lord, that you would help the church, your church, to come together in this moment. Your word says, and Jesus spoke his words out of his mouth. He said that upon this rock he built his church, and the very gates of hell would not be able to prevail against it. And so, Lord, we have seen the gates of hell fight us. We have seen the gates of hell fight against your church. We've seen it in every possible way. And God, it seems like these things are becoming more common. And so, Lord, we're asking for wisdom. We're asking for wisdom on how to navigate this moment, how to minister to the people in this moment, how to continue to have open and free worship without it appearing as if we are being protected in a fortress, without it appearing as if we need the protection of humans, of men around the church in order for us to worship. And so, God, would you please help us? Help us, Lord, with wisdom on what to do, with direction on what to do. Help us how on what's enough and what becomes too much, and the things that we need to do as a church. But God, let us not forget that you are our source. You are our protection. You are our help. You are our guide. You are everything that we need in this moment. And God, we know that you are going to give us wisdom and guidance and direction for this time. Though we do not know what to do, we put all of our trust in you. We put our trust in you. We believe in you. We hold to you. We pray to you. We stand with you. We stand on your word, and we trust that you will keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. So, Lord, bring healing to our church family worldwide. Help us, Lord God, to recognize that we have no choice but to trust in you, because we cannot pull back from this plow of worship, this plow of meaning, ministering to people, this plow of giving people direction on how they might come to you. So, God, help us, strengthen us, guide us, direct us, protect us. And we thank you. We thank you for this church family in Texas. We thank you for the church family in Charlotte. We thank you, God, for our church family here in New York. And we believe that you're going to heal our hearts, and that you're going to give us wisdom and direction on how we should continue to minister. And God, that how our ministry it will be even more effective than it has been. And we thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for your healing of their emotional world, healing spiritual world, and their physical. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Make sure that you continue to pray for the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide, and pray for your church here locally as we wrestle with what this looks like and what it means for churches in the future. But we believe God for complete and total healing, and he is our protection, and we trust him. So go out and have a great day. Don't fear. Walk up bold and know that God is on your side. I'll see you tonight at 7. We'll begin with worship, and we'll go into the word and prayer. God bless you. Bye.